Jensen's here. It's time to get up on this.
Get up, get on up,
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 on this.
I'm on a bit of a streak for those who haven't been keeping score at home. I gave you Alec Benjamin 2 weeks ago. People love that pop album.
Yeah, that was great. It was a great tip.
Kenna last week.
Amazing.
Was an album that people didn't know existed from 2001.
A lot of reaction on social media, the Kevin Bean social media, to Kenna. And we found out there are a ton of Kenna fans out there who just, it blew their mind that their man was getting some recognition.
That's right. And he deserved it for his album, New Sacred Cow. So I feel like I can't blow this. I got to get on something.
Okay.
This is going to be a mistake.
I can't. I got to stay on track.
Okay.
I'm going to get you up on something you don't know about that's new, and it's a band called Cherry Glazer, spelled C-H-E-R-R-Y, second word, G-L-A-Z-E-R-R.
Oh. Now, that's not a stripper's name?
No. No. It's actually, they're named after an NPR radio host named Cherry Glazer, who spells it normally. But in 2018, you have to spell your rap name or your band name crazy because of social media, like, handles.
That's so funny. You so they just added Nar.
Yeah, you can't be Steve. You have to be, like, $Teve.
Right.
You know what I mean? You gotta, like, put, it, like, an asterisk in it or something. Anyway, Cherry Glazer's a rock band out of Los Angeles, and it's fronted by guitarist and lead vocalist Clementine Creevy, who started her real name.
I love a Clementine.
Yeah, Creevy also, who started her career at 15 years old under the moniker Clembutt.
Okay, I love
which,
her.
I mean, she's already a fan, right? She started putting out music in her preteens, basically, on SoundCloud, and her solo tracks caught the attention of influential Burger Records co-founder Sean Borman, who put these bedroom songs out as a tape a year later. So she's sort of a wonder kid in that way. And since then, Creevy has been joined by bassist Devin O'Brien and drummer Tabor Allen to form Cherry Glazer. And kind of like members have come in and out. Mm-hmm. Kind of around Creevy, you know what I mean? Kind of a Paramore situation where different people show up all the time.
And, she's the main.
She's the front. Yeah, she's the lead. And so you may have heard them recently on Kat's Locals Only show because she has great taste just like I do. But their new album, Stuffed and Ready, comes out early next year. And I'm
sorry, it's called what?
Stuffed and Ready.
Also the name of my college memoirs.
mine after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
See, that's just a sweet, that was nothing gross.
It's lovely.
It's just a nice thing. I'm very excited for it. As far as like rock, right, there's no one coming out that has any sort of anticipation or like we said the other day, only two rock bands are in sort of like the most streamed, like it's hard to find new rock that's really, and we should be pushing attention towards that. So Cherry Glazer is that for me. They played Coachella last year. They have two prior albums out, so this isn't something completely new on the verge. It's just something you should know about, especially because they've went from sort of a minimalistic garage rock sound to a more polished sort of pop rock new wave thing that I'm getting you up on. Their new single's called Daddy. It was just released in November. I can't stop listening to it. Let's listen.
Where should I go, Daddy? What should I say? Where should I go? Is it okay with you? How should I put Daddy? Is it you? Is it you? Is it you? Where should I go, Daddy? What should I say? Where should I go? Is it okay with you? How should I put Daddy? What should I say?
Yeah.
Wow, Likey Daddy.
I see, when you said the name was Daddy, I pointed at Bean, and I was like, oh, here it comes. And you didn't disappoint.
Also, can you mark when he said, Likey Daddy?
Oh, we've got enough of those.
It's a great song. Also, creepy, but very, very good. And they also released another new song this last week called Juicy Socks, continuing to show their new evolution, which I think is a perfect fit for K-Rock in a universe where, you know, when do you hear new rock music being released? Not much.
Never.
All right. This song is called Juicy Socks. Great. This is great music.
Yeah. Is it? Is that rock?
Yes, now in 2018,
now that's
that
rock.
Is pop,
okay.
New wave rock. Yes,
okay.
I'm telling you in the same way I tell you who a Hollywood hunk is, I can tell you what rock is.
See, that's insane.
That's my girlfriend.
While
I'd kill for her.
All right.
While
what can I say?
Nope. I feel like...
Yeah.
Rodney would be such a big Jerry Glazer fan.
Smash hits.
He loves it.
He'd claim daddy's about him.
A smile.
All right, this took a real turn. They're great. Are they playing any shows?
Well, they're going to be doing a lot coming up with the new album. And while we wait for it, you can download their 2017 album, Apocalypstic, which is also very, very great.
That's
Here's
awesome.
A song from that. It's called Told You I'd Be With the Guys. Yeah, Jerry Glazer.
That's real good.
It's all very
Perfect
good.
Girl.
Oh, no. Oh, Rodney, are
yes,
you?
Yes, do the clam.
Oh, all right.
Rodney.
Yes, where the action is.
You're a big fan of Jerry Glazer, Rodney?
Hot tramps.
Took a real turn.
Get up on Jerry Glazer and get up on Clementine Creepy.
Get up, get on up, all this.
Get up, get on up,
all this.
Get up,
get on up,
all this.
Get up,
get on up,
all this.
Kevin and Bean on K-Rock KROQ.